The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The concepts and views discussed in The Raw Truth are the views of the host and guests. If you plan on beginning a new health or wellness program, such as those discussed on the show, please remember to consult your healthcare professional before starting or significantly changing your personal lifestyle. Welcome to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. Did you know there are over 900 different diseases caused by mineral deficiency, and some of them could even result in sudden death? Chef Sharon will discuss up-to-the-minute lifestyle changes and shift your thinking toward empowerment. Many opinions you will hear today may be counterintuitive to your current thinking. All we ask is that you have an open mind to the raw truth. Chef Sharon has spent the last 30 years sharing the raw truth with people. She does not mince words and will always tell it like it is. And now, The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, and welcome to The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Today, we have a lot of material to cover, so we're going to go straight to Tidbit Thursdays, and then we're going to get into our topic today. Which one? Good food or bad food? And this is going to be another shocker for you, so get your pens and pencils out when we get ready to start that segment. So today, we're going to talk about, on Tidbit Thursdays, we're going to talk about the need for protein. You need protein to build muscle. You also need protein to manage your metabolism. And you need protein to support your tissue repair. But how much? What kind? Can I get too much? Can I get too little? We're going to answer some of your questions today, this morning, about protein. Now, when it comes to protein, you really are what you absorb. I know we've all heard you are what you eat, but you are what you absorb. You can be eating all the right things and not absorbing any of it. So aside from water, proteins are the most abundant molecules in our bodies. Our skin, our hair, our muscles, our bones, and our organs are made mostly from, guess what, protein. And it's one of the three macronutrients along with fats and carbohydrates that are important for providing us with the energy and the nutrition that our body needs every single day to function. Now, protein takes center stage. However, because of its role in muscle building and growth and in healing, it's also now the subject of a very spirited debate. Some folks worry that maybe they're getting too little. Others worry about maybe they're getting far too much. Others point out that it's not just the quantity, but it's the quality of protein. And yet and still others insist that it's not just how much or what kind of protein that you eat that counts, but when you eat it, and what do you eat it with, and with what other foods do you combine it with. So as you can see, what is clear is that protein is a significant, vital part to our diet. It's important for our health, our fitness, and our satisfaction. The International Society of Sports Nutrition, which is the ISSN, reviewed some available research. This is back in 2007 against that of 2014 and stated the following. Unless you're completely sedentary, the USDA's recommended daily allowance, the RDA, is about 0.36 grams of protein per pound of body weight. It's not likely to be enough to have what we consider to be optimal health and fitness. So, for example, a 150-pound person would consume approximately 54 grams, and a 200-pound person would consume about 72 grams. Now, research from Harvard, the Harvard School of Public Health, also suggests that replacing some of the refined carbohydrates in our diet with protein is good for both your heart and your waistline. So that's just a few little things. Each week we're going to continue on with more information about protein. I didn't want to labor on this today because I wanted to get started on which one. Is it good food or is it bad food? So here we go. You ready? Medical myth number one. Healing is complicated. No, it's not. Healing is easy. It's as easy as breathing. It's as easy as digesting your food. And as Lionel Richie says, it's easy as Sunday morning. Your body grew from a single cell into the magnificent human being that you are today, right? So do you think the body can fix itself? Yep, you betcha. The only reason it doesn't is because it has run out of the raw materials that it needs to fix itself most of the time. Your body starts to manifest all types of diseases and ailments and symptoms as a direct result of your body running out of the raw materials that it needs to fix itself, period. Let me repeat that. Your body is running out of the raw materials that it needs to fix itself. So when these aches and pains and diseases and things start happening, the first thing you need to say is, I am deficient. My body has run out of the raw materials that it needs for my knees, for my joints, for my liver, for my pancreas, for my lungs, for my brain, whatever it is. It's a signal that your body has run out of the materials that it needs to fix itself on its own. And again, if you don't think that the body can fix itself, think about the fact that when you cut your finger, do you have to tell yourself to fix your finger? Do you have to tell your body to heal it? No, it knows what to do automatically. So we've gotten that part taken care of. I think you can understand that, right? Okay, now, chronic illnesses is a very simple manifestation in the body that just says, what? I've run out of raw materials. I can't do this anymore. And guess what? You, unwittingly, don't know this. You continue eating all the wrong foods all the time, and you think that you're actually helping your body with the raw materials that it needs. But what's actually happening is it's slowly but surely breaking down your health. Now, surgery is complicated. How about if you have a coronary bypass surgery, or you have some type of bone surgery. Now, that's complicated, and you better be licensed to do so. The body has a very innate ability to fix itself. It wants to fix itself. That's what it does. It's called hemostasis. We talked about this before. Now, we believe at Youngevity, that there are three fundamentals to both health and healing. And today we're going to talk about the net negative effects of eating the wrong foods, or what we like to call the bad foods. We believe that everyone needs to have their 90 essential nutrients that are found in the Youngevity Healthy Start Pack. They're available on my website at rawfoodexpress.com. If you click on the Youngevity Health Sciences tab, you'll see them there, and you'll see that there's the 90 essentials. Okay? All right, so that's number one. Number two, stop eating foods that are hurting us and start eating foods that will help and assist the body so that it can fix itself. But if we don't know that what we're eating is bad in the first place, then what happens is a cumulative effect to a point where your body starts to actually break down. Then you go running to your goofy doctor. Oh, doc, I have this problem. I have that problem. Blah, 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 blah. And what are they going to tell you? Oh, it's genetic. Or maybe you're lazy. Or maybe it's an autoimmune disease. Well, you know what? I hate to say it, boys and girls, but they're full of crap. Okay? It's a signal from your body that your body is breaking down because why? It doesn't have the nutrition that it needs for it to regenerate cells, for it to cleanse itself, for itself to detox, for itself to repair. It just doesn't happen. Now, we believe that antioxidants you need anywhere from about 20,000 to about 100,000 ORAC points every single day of antioxidants to fight off all the different areas of free radical damage, and we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But right now, let's get started. So here we go. Now, some of you may find this information counterintuitive, as it always is, and a little bit radical to what you currently know or what you've even been taught. Now, this information comes from Dr. Joel Wallach, which is a result of over 30 years of clinical work and tens of millions of dollars of clinical research money on things that you've never even heard of. Why? Why haven't you heard about these things? Because it's controlled and it's monopolized by the pharmaceutical companies. They are not going to tell you about nutrition. Because why? They cannot get a patent on it. If they cannot put a patent on it, they cannot market it and sell it to you. Okay, here we go. Good foods. Eggs. Now, again, remember, this has nothing to do with being raw, being vegan, being vegetarian. We're trying to learn how the body functions. Once we learn how the body functions, then we know what we can do as we decide that maybe we want to pursue a vegetarian diet or a lacto-ovo diet or a vegan, raw vegan or whatever. But we have to understand the basics first of how does your body work. And when you start changing things in your body, as far as your intake of food, you must put back. Okay? So here we go. Eggs. Unless you're allergic to them or you're vegan, you'll know that if you're allergic to eggs or any type of a food, once you have consumed them or eaten them, within 30 to 45 minutes, if you start getting sleepy, if you get a little bit grumpy, if you start feeling your heart rate pounding or going up a little bit, maybe you get a little bit of a headache, you are experiencing a bit of an allergic response to that particular food. Okay? Now, if you experience that, then you are allergic. Don't eat them. Now, allergic is not the same as a food allergy. It's a totally different concept. And we'll talk about that later on in some of the future broadcasts, so we'll clear that up for you. But right now, just know that if you eat something and after you eat it, you start feeling changes in your body, you're a little tired, all these things that I just mentioned, your heart starts pounding really fast, it's called tachycardia, just know that it's your body's response. It's having an allergy to that particular food. Now, it's possible to be allergic to the chicken egg. So you know that if any of these foods make you feel bad, guess what? It's an allergic response. If you're not allergic to these foods, then you should be considered healthy and you should go ahead and eat them in good quantities, okay? And that includes eggs, and we're going to talk about for those of you that are raw and vegan a little bit later on. Now, the chicken egg is the protein standard of all proteins, and all proteins are compared to the chicken egg. And the chicken egg is loaded with cholesterol. It's the yolk. If you cook the egg, it must be soft scrambled, soft boiled, or poached. We do not recommend hard boiling or hard cooking. And if you are able to do any kind of cooking, as long as that yolk remains in its golden color, you're good to go. Once you see that yolk starting to get a green ring around the outside, or the yolk itself starts to turn a kind of a greenish gray, what that means is it's lost the golden color, obviously, but the cholesterol in the yolk is now degraded. So it becomes of no benefit. Yes, it still has protein in it, but we want more than just protein. We want the cholesterol. Now remember, counterintuitive to what your doctors have told you. We talked about this, and we're going to go through it again real quick. Yes, you need cholesterol. Cholesterol has been made out to be the bad boogeyman, and this is another myth by the medical profession. Cholesterol is not bad for you, even the bad stuff, because why? The bad stuff tells us that there's a malfunction in your liver. Does that make sense? Does that make sense? Okay, so when we look at the cholesterol, okay, we know that it's important for the brain. We know that because we talked about that in our series we did on Alzheimer's dementia, all right, and we talked about the statin-lowering drugs and all the effects that it can have on the brain. So antioxidant-wise, this is the third leg, okay. Antioxidants, we believe you need between 20,000 and 100,000 ORAC points of antioxidants every day. So here we go. As I mentioned, some of you are going to find this kind of counterintuitive to what you currently know, okay? But just follow me and it'll all start to make sense, all right? So we've already learned that the brain is made up of about 85% cholesterol, right? So how bad can it be? You're born with that. Cholesterol is extremely important for brain health. So that you don't end up getting Alzheimer's. Now, we even talked about that. There's 6 or 7 or 8 different types of Alzheimer's and dementia, and so you need to know which one you have, because not all of them are because of cholesterol issues, okay? They're actual, real neurological problems. So you need to increase your intake of cholesterol, period. Okay, and I know you're not used to hearing this, but this is the truth, okay? Remember, the raw truth. So, it's very clear that because of the role that cholesterol plays, that cholesterol be an important part of our diet. And again, just don't freak out, follow with me, okay? Next, when we have the good foods in our diet, things like eggs and butter, full-fat milk, full-fat yogurt, full-fat cheeses, it's good for us. People don't get fat because they eat fat. I repeat, fat doesn't make people fat. Okay? So, if fat doesn't make people fat, then maybe it's not the bad boogeyman that it's made out to be. We also need salt. Yes, we need salt. Salt, salt, salt. So almost everything that you're going to hear today is going to be probably totally the opposite of what your doctor is telling you. And as I mentioned before, all I am doing is bringing to you the latest information in health and wellness. You can pick up the ball from there and do your research, okay? You can do that. Now, back to the salt. Salt is an extremely important nutrient, and it's necessary to make strong stomach acid. Your body needs to have strong stomach acid in order to break down and to decrease your risk for heartburn. Guess what? Heartburn is not caused by too much stomach acid. Okay? I'm going to repeat that one. Heartburn is not caused from too much stomach acid. Right? Your body needs to have strong stomach acid in order for you to break down your food. Necessary. So we just learned that that heartburn is caused by weak stomach acid, and the chloride molecule in salt, or NaCl, is the molecule that is necessary to make the strong stomach acid, or the hydrochloric acid. So what happens eventually is when you continue to remain on a low sodium or a low salt diet, you're going to end up developing not only poor digestion, but guess what? Heartburn too. So salt your food to taste. How much salt? You'll know when it's too much salt, because it'll taste too salty. Your food will taste too salty, so follow your body, folks. Hey guys, let's do this. We're going to take a short break. Don't you dare touch that mouse. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like us on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show, or visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. We'll be back in 2.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Each week, Jimmy Gould brings you the stories and the people that you want to hear about. Tune in to A Current Life to hear about the journey to success, how our guests became the people they are today, and the highs and lows they experienced along the way. Each hour will leave you inspired and entertained as Jimmy gets up close and personal with every week's guest and shares ideas you can identify with and apply to your own life. A Current Life with Jimmy Gould airs Fridays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific Time, on the Voice America Variety Channel.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here. Explore the power of natural healing with Howard Strauss. Join us each week for an informative program that'll help you learn effective healing methods using natural remedies. Howard's guests include top researchers, authors, and experts who will share their views on a variety of natural products and healing methods that really work. Tune in to The Power of Natural Healing with Howard Strauss, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's me, your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. And just before the break, we were just starting to get into the good foods, and I know some of you probably were freaking out over the break. I'm going to list some of the good foods, and when we finish this segment, you will be able to get this list from me. You can email me at Chef Sharon. Sharon is spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E at Raw Food Express, and I can send you the good foods, bad foods list. So let's just do a quick recap on the good foods: eggs, butter, full-fat milk, full-fat yogurts, full-fat cheese, and also salt necessary. Okay? Let's continue on. Spices. In the good foods list, specifically cinnamon and curry powder. Also, veggies are on the good list, fruits, nuts, seeds, and rice and beans. Rice and beans are the perfect protein. I'm sure you guys have heard this all before. If you're going to eat rice and beans, make sure that you eat them both at the same time in the same meal so that you get more bang for your buck, rather than just eating rice maybe for breakfast and then you had some beans later on for lunch or dinner and eating them separately. They go together as a perfect protein. Quinoa, that's that funny little word that nobody knows how to pronounce. Q-U-I-N-O-A. Quinoa. Quinoa is a grain, and I thought you said, Chef Sharon, no grains. Well, that's true. However, quinoa with a handful of other grains are allowable. Why? Because they're gluten-free. Now, quinoa has the highest protein content of any grain. The Aztec Empire was built on quinoa. We also have on the good food list meat, poultry, fish, and pearl millet. Pearl millet being another one of those grains that is gluten-free. So we just learned that there are a couple grains that we can eat that are okay for us, one of them being quinoa, and the other one being pearl millet. There are others, amaranth and so on. We'll get into those a little bit later. So, staying away from wheat, barley, rye, and the infamous oatmeal. Yes, oatmeal. Gluten-free, anything is good for you. But you must stay away from wheat, barley, rye, and the infamous oatmeal. There is no such thing as a gluten-free oatmeal. And here's why. Should you eat oats if you have a problem with gluten? So why all the confusion? So here we go. Doctor so-and-so and so-and-so, I don't feel bad when I eat oatmeal. Or the other doctor may say, oatmeal is good, it's safe, it's good for your cholesterol. Okay, or it may even say on the label, this package contains oatmeal that claims to be gluten-free. But I want you to keep this in mind. It's not how bad you feel after you've eaten it that tells you whether or not you may be having an inflammatory immune reaction internally. This kind of damage takes years and years to manifest until it finally becomes noticeable enough where you present symptoms, and then, guess what? You go to the doctor. That's one of the primary reasons why most people diagnosed with gluten problems don't get the diagnosis until later on in life, because the inflammatory damage takes time. It builds up over time, and it's typically not an immediate response. Now, food labeling laws don't include oatmeal or oats because they claim that there is no firm scientific consensus. Many of them claim that celiac patients react to oats only because they're cross-contaminated with wheat. And although this may be true, that many packaged grain products are cross-contaminated, studies have shown that non-cross-contaminated oats have also been shown to cause an inflammatory reaction in patients that have been diagnosed with a gluten intolerance. Now, the bigger problem here is that doctors and the gluten-free industry completely ignore this research. They completely ignore the fact that these patients are still presenting symptoms. It's like, oh, well, no, here, take this, take an anti-inflammatory, you'll be okay, instead of telling people that, no, oats are not on the list of goodies, okay? So they will continue to ignore the research on the topic of oats and its gluten, and they will continue to claim that oats are a safe substitute food. But before you make that decision to include oat cereals into your diet, consider the studies we're going to talk about next. This is current research on oats. Now, there have been a number of research studies that have been performed that are used to evaluate the safety of oat consumption. Now, many of them report that components in the oat protein itself causes inflammation, and it elicits damage in patients with gluten sensitivity. Now, most recently, a study that was published in the European Journal of Nutrition found out that some forms of the oat protein actually triggered an antibody reaction. Another study in the Scandinavian Journal for Gastroenterology found that there are two types of oat proteins that were responsible for increasing T cell density and interferon gamma production. Both of these are signs of increased inflammation. Those are done usually with a blood test. In 2012, there was a research study that was published identifying that there is a direct correlation to the immune system of different varieties of oats with the toxicity to peptides. And you're like, well, what are peptides? Peptides are the chain of amino acids that are the building blocks for protein for our skin. When the peptides form these long chains, they become proteins. So let's break it down in plain English. Proteins in oat cereal stimulated an immune response similar to those that had a response to wheat. Does that make sense? So the proteins in the oat cereal stimulated a response, an inflammatory response in the body as if they were having or eating wheat. The studies were all published after 2011. In medicine, you know, it can take anywhere from 20 to 30 years for new material and new information to become common knowledge amongst doctors. So I don't expect many doctors to be talking about the potential or the problems of oats, or that oats can be a problem in those that have a gluten sensitivity. But guess what? You're going to find out. They're going to finally come on board, just like they have come on board after I've been doing the raw food thing and teaching raw food now for almost 12 years. And all the things that they poo-pooed with us 12 years ago now is becoming more mainstream in doctor talk. Okay, let's go back to the good foods. We're going to add to the list. Doesn't mean you have to eat them, and we're going to talk about that. Lard, yes, lard. Vinegar, apple cider vinegar, red wine, tea, and coffee. Do you need to eat these foods? No, absolutely not. Can you be healthy? Can you be a healthy vegetarian if you don't eat these foods? Absolutely, yes. Can you be a healthy lacto-ovo if you don't eat these foods? The answer is yes. So what is a lacto-ovo vegetarian? These are people or vegetarians who don't eat animal flesh of any kind, but they do eat dairy and egg products. So probably your next question would be, well, Chef Sharon, I am a healthy fruitarian. Can I be a healthy fruitarian? Yes, you can. It's going to be hard, but you can. You don't have to eat these foods. But if you're not going to eat them, then you better be supplementing your diet. All right? You better be supplementing your diet. Now, we've already learned that without the necessary raw materials that the body needs every day, your body begins to break down. In order to get these essential nutrients, we believe that they must be supplemented. And Dr. Wallach's research has already proven that the Mindy 90 essentials are what the body needs every single day. So you can still be a healthy vegetarian, or you can be a healthy lacto-ovo vegetarian, all right? But you must supplement. And you can be healthy as long as you stay away from the 10 bad foods. You can even be a healthy carnivore, for those of you that are meat eaters, as long as you follow what comes next. Okay, here we go. This part, most of you probably aren't going to like me for, but, you know, I'm not here for a popularity contest. I'm here to bring you up-to-the-minute lifestyle information that can help or maybe save your life, okay? Or at least, if nothing else, spark a question that will make you want to check it out. Now, the 10 bad foods. These foods will kill you. Repeat, the 10 bad foods. These foods will kill you. So here we go. Wheat, barley, rye, oats. Yes, oatmeal. It doesn't matter if it's steel cut, organic, it does not matter. Wheat, barley, rye, and oats will kill you. So what do we eat every single day? Most of us for breakfast. We eat those grains for lunch. We probably have bread and things for dinner. And guess what? Even our snacks have wheat, barley, rye, or oats in them. Okay? Number two, oil. Oil of any kind in a bottle. It doesn't matter whether it's organic, first press, cold press, no press, any oil in a bottle. We're going to discuss that a little bit later on in the broadcast about the free radicals that are produced. Number three, fried foods. Number four, carbonated beverages with a meal. Well-done red meat. Nitrites, which are found in a vast majority of your processed deli meats. So read your labels, kids, okay? You're going to find these nitrites and nitrates all the time. So make sure you put them down. And also, the skins of baked potatoes, yams, and sweet potatoes. And you've probably seen on your baked potato when you bake it how the skin gets all crunchy and curled up and wrinkly. And I know we all probably love the crunch and everything, but just know, anything above 245 degrees, acrylamides are produced, and they are known to cause cancer. We learned this from Dr. Rick and Dr. Karen Dina on our previous broadcast, and you can check that out in the episode directory. And again, I'd like to mention, if you'd like a list of these good food, bad foods, you can email me at Chef Sharon, Sharynne, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, this list was given to me by our very special guest that we had on the show, Dr. Peter Glidden, and I'm making it available to you just for the asking. So here's the scoop. Here we go. Gluten is the protein that's found in wheat, barley, rye, period. Now, there is no gluten in oatmeal. I thought you said I couldn't have oatmeal, Chef. Wait, there is no gluten in oatmeal. However, there is a little bit of gluten in the oatmeal. But that's not the biggest problem. The problem with the grains is that the protein component of the grains are impossible for us to digest. They're not the grains of the old ancient times, of the biblical times, of the Pharaoh's times. They are not the ancient wheats and the ancient barleys and the ancient ryes. It's the Monsanto wheat that's been hybridized and genetically modified. Not the same grains of the ancient times. And this is one reason why, guess what? They only live to be 28 years old. That's why they married so young. The reason why these grains are so deadly to us is that they destroy the intestinal lining in your stomach. And that lining is what allows us to absorb our nutrients. That makes sense? When tissue is destroyed, guess what? You develop malabsorption. And malabsorption is the genesis of all chronic diseases. All right? Now, We did a previous broadcast on, I believe it was called Against the Grain. You might want to check that out also in the episode directory. And that broadcast is going to explain why grains and these proteins are so bad for you. Now, this is ironic because listen to how this goes. The more grains we eat, the more cereal we eat, the more sandwiches we eat, the more carbo-loading that we do, the greater the amount of malabsorption that happens in our digestive system. Think about that. Every single thing, every single meal that we have has one of these three or four grains in it. And over time, it continues to increase and tear down the intestinal lining, which affects the absorption, which is now causing malabsorption, which means we are not able to extract and absorb the nutrients that our body needs from our nutrient, not so rich, not so dense food. So you can see where this is coming from. It is a chronic problem. It continues to get worse and worse. And as it does get worse and worse, guess what? We have more and more and more digestive problems, more and more and more chronic illnesses. So as you continue to eat more of these, you're actually accelerating that malabsorption. And we learn that malabsorption is the genesis or the beginning of most chronic disease. Now you can see why our diets must be changed. They must be changed, all right? We have, we have enough of this bad stuff in our diet on a daily basis that it's doing constant and relentless damage. And most of the diseases and illnesses that are being presented now at the doctor's office are direct results of our very poor diet. Chronic diseases are nothing more than our body saying, "Ooh, guess what? I have run out of nutrients. I don't have anything left. I don't have any raw materials. I have absolutely nothing left." Okay? So the doctors are not paying attention to this. They didn't study nutrition, remember, in the first place. So how in the world would they be able to rectify the problem when they're not even familiar with the subject? Okay? So let's move on. When our body runs out of the raw materials, let's say, for example, for our joints, we get arthritis. When our body runs out of heart stuff, we end up with congestive heart failure or cardiomyopathy, that's an enlarged heart, or maybe an irregular heartbeat, which is called bradycardia. When we run out of the raw materials, maybe even for our liver, we end up having a bad liver, we have fatty liver, we start having gallbladder problems, all kinds of issues. And the body is basically giving us these symptoms and these signs. And we go to the doctor, and they prescribe something that does what? It suppresses all of those symptoms, but it doesn't get to the problem, all right? So when you run out of the raw materials, your skin may even start to get eczema, or you may end up with psoriasis. You lose your memory. Why? Because you don't have the raw materials for your brain, and you end up with Alzheimer's. This is not rocket science, folks. Hey, guess what, guys? We're going to take a short break. This is The Raw Truth. I'm your host, Chef Sharon Fraser. Like me on Facebook, The Raw Truth Radio Show. Visit the website, rawfoodexpress.com. I'm on a roll. See you in two.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at VoiceAmericaTRN.
Have you thought about chiropractic as a possible healing mechanism for any conditions, ailments, or pain you might be feeling? If not, why not think about this as an alternative to or a complement to Western medicine? Tune in to Miracles of Chiropractic with Dr. Doran Rosenfeld and co-host Dr. Robert Woolery. On the show, we'll answer your questions about chiropractic and how much it can save in both time and money when compared to conventional medicine. Listen Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Take us on the go. It's even easier now. The Voice America Talk Radio Network has launched our mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market to download the app powered by Aircast. It's free and no registration is necessary. In minutes, you could be enjoying your favorite Voice America Talk Radio host, no matter where you are, in the car, out and about, while traveling, or anytime you can't be close to your computer. Catch up on the archives you've missed or discover new shows on the spot. Search Voice America at your favorite app store.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to The Raw Truth with Chef Sharon Fraser. To reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to Chef Sharon, spelled S-H-A-R-Y-N-N-E, at rawfoodexpress.com. Now, let's return to The Raw Truth.
And welcome back, everybody, to The Raw Truth. And I'm so glad you didn't touch that mouse. We're going to continue on. Just before the break, we went over the top good foods, top 10. And as I mentioned, you can email me for that list if you'd like, good foods, bad foods, at chefsharon@rawfoodexpress.com. All right, we're going to continue on. As I mentioned before, when the body runs out of the raw materials, depending on where it is in the body, for example, if you run out of heart stuff, then you end up with heart problems. If you run out of things for your liver, then you have liver and gallbladder problems. If you run out of the raw materials for your skin, then guess what? Eczema, acne, psoriasis. Same way with your memory. If you run out of the materials that your brain needs, you end up with Alzheimer's. Okay, this is not rocket science, folks. It's not some genetic BS. This is very basic stuff. It stands to reason. We've already learned that the body knows how to heal itself with the proper raw materials or nutrition, right? So why is this such a big surprise? Why is this such a hidden secret? Why is it your doctors don't know? You guys have to get a grip. You have to understand. You have to take control, okay? This is basic, basic stuff. Let's take a look at Albert Einstein, okay? The smartest man in the world, guess what? Died from a copper deficiency. He didn't know that he had a nutritional deficiency and died as a result. You know that crazy, wild, white hair that he had on his head? Guess what? That's a cardinal sign and symptom of a copper deficiency. And you say, well, so what? What does that mean? The copper deficiency. Copper is necessary for the inner lining of blood vessels for what's called tensile strength that allow blood vessels to expand and contract. When it's not in place, they can either collapse on itself, and then you'll have a stent put in, or they expand to a point where they finally burst. And guess what? That's called sudden death. There is no cure. Now, Einstein died because he didn't know, as smart as he was, the smartest man in the world, he didn't know that he had a copper deficiency. Many people, our people, are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. That's straight from the Bible, Hosea 4:6, chapter 4, verse 6. So I believe, excuse me, that eating whole grains is the worst thing that you can do for your health, in my opinion. Because I've just shown you what happens when you eat it. And I'm going to give you a scenario as we march through the rest of the program, and when I put it all together, you're going to be absolutely flabbergasted. Okay, now we're going to talk about death by fried foods. This is the 10 bad foods. Bad foods. Nothing comes close to the destructive capacity than that of fried foods. It is the most wanted. It is numero uno. It is the most deadly food in the United States. Fried foods, excuse me, form a chemical that's called an acrylamide, A-C-R-Y-L-A-M-I-D-E, that is known to cause cancer. Acrylamides are a carcinogen, and they are pro-inflammatory, which means they cause inflammation. So the more fried food you eat, the greater the chances are of increasing your inflammatory tissue damage and diseases, which then develop into cancers. Okay? none of which are good. Would you drink a little bit of hemlock every single day, or maybe take just a little bit of arsenic every day? Of course you wouldn't. But yet and still, unwittingly, because we don't know, because we don't have the knowledge, but you have it today, that over time, the ingestion of those fried foods and that acrylamide that we now know causes cancer will accumulate over a 10 to 40 year period of time. Then your doctor is going to tell you, oh, well, cancer is genetic. Okay, it's not genetic. Listen to what we're saying. If it takes 10 to 40 years to develop these things, and as a growing child, you spent most of your time eating French fries and Kentucky Fried Chicken and all these fried foods, there's a standard reason that 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years later, you get a diagnosis of cancer and you wonder where it came from, and your doctor tells you that it's genetic? Bull. If you were to look at a map of the United States, excuse me, by county, and you can actually see this and you can Google it, you'll see that more people die in the Old South. And as you move further and further west, their life expectancy goes up. So you say, well, why? Why would this happen? Do they have different air, different water, different hospitals, different education, different insurance plans? Look at the diet of the Old South. The red counties, that's in the South, those people live anywhere from 5 to 10 years shorter than anyone else in the United States. The purple counties, as you move toward the west, they have a higher life expectancy. So you can see there's a pattern. The Old South fries everything, whether it's moving or not. It's a cultural thing. They die and continue to die at an alarming rate. That's why we call it death by fried food. If you just cleaned up your diet and got rid of the fried foods, you probably would add 5 to 10 years to your life. And that's not even taking any supplementation, just getting rid of the fried foods, all right, and the acrylamides that cause the cancer. Does that make sense? Now, the highest ratio of doctors to patients you're going to find, guess what, is in the South. Doctors gravitate to these areas because why? More people are dying, more revenue. They're like vultures. Remember, our health care system in the United States is a for-profit money-making machine. So where else would doctors gravitate but to the South? They move to the areas where there's the highest death rates. Duh. You'll spend more money in the last 2 years of your remaining life than at any other time at all. You become an ATM for your medical doctor, especially once you are dying. So let's look at Kentucky Fried Chicken. Now, the Colonel's been dead over 30 years, so you get a double whammy when you eat the French fries and the fried chicken. That's called death by lack of knowledge. Okay, we just talked about it. Acrylamides are so bad that they're going to put a warning label on fried foods in Europe, in the European Union, but not here, of course, just like we put labels on cigarettes. But do we put labels on this stuff that's killing us? Of course not, because everyone's in bed together. Do a Google search on acrylamides and see what it says. You're going to be really shocked. So just stop frying your food. Next, let's talk about carbonated beverages with a meal. Excuse me. Whether it be Perrier, champagne, beer, soda, sparkling, anything that has bubbles contains carbon dioxide or CO2, which is alkaline. And guess what it does? It neutralizes your stomach acid. So when you wash down your meal with a carbonated beverage, you can't digest your food because you've just eliminated or neutralized the strong stomach acid or the hydrochloric acid. The stronger the acid, the better. So something that will horrify you, go to the mall next time and take a look and see what people are eating. It's horrific. Let me give you a scenario. A sandwich made with whole wheat bread that will destroy the intestinal wall, which now is going to compromise your body's ability to absorb nutrients. Then they're going to have a bag of chips that are fried. We just talked about that, okay? And then we have mayonnaise on the bread, which is the oil component, and then we wash it down with a carbonated beverage. And we wonder why we are an obese nation. Obesity is a nutritional disease. Autism is a birth defect that's caused by not enough nutrition on the part of the mother during fetal development. Why does this happen? Because the central nervous system didn't get the raw materials that it needed for the fetus to have proper central nervous system development. Now listen to this. Grain consumption in the United States in the past 45 years has increased 60%. The average American teenager eats 6 bowls of cereal a day, and then they wash it down with a carbonated beverage. So if you want to drink or you have to drink your carbonated beverages, at least drink them between meals, and then during your meals, just have your meal. Next on the list, well-done red meat. All right? Not rare or medium rare, but well-done red meat. And the crunchy skins we talked about earlier, the crunchy skins on potatoes, yams, and sweet potatoes contain that chemical. It's called heterocyclic amines, H-E-T-E-R-O-C-Y-C-L-I-C-A-M-I-N-E-S. The grill marks that you see on your meat, guess what those are? The heterocyclic amines. Scary, huh? Heterocyclic amines are known to cause cancer, and they're also pro-inflammatory, which now increases your probability for cancer. These foods need to be denoted for people on a menu, don't you think? I mean, think about it. When you go to a Thai restaurant, they tell you whether it's a 1-star or a 3-star or a 4-star as to the amount of heat that you're getting. Yet and still, we don't tell people that eating these certain types of foods and I'll have a baked potato and this and that and sour cream and all this other stuff, what it's actually causing, all right? So now let's go on to, we're going to talk about nitrates, nitrites, and these are things that are added to deli meats, all right? And they are preservatives that are added to deli meats, things like sausage and bacon, pepperoni, ham, roast beef, chicken, turkey, and the like. Now, you can have these meats, but they have to be without the nitrates, nitrites. And again, if you're vegan, this doesn't apply to you. When nitrates are heated, they produce nitrosamines. And nitrosamines are causing cancer. And they increase that pro-inflammatory response. Right? I think this is making sense for you now. By them increasing that inflammatory response, we are now looking at, let's say, a sandwich made with deli meats and the nitrates. You're screwed. You're killing yourself needlessly. So if you want bacon for breakfast, make sure it doesn't have nitrates or nitrites in it. Make sure it's nitrite or nitrate-free. Become an informed shopper. It's not easy, but you can do it. You just have to take the time to educate yourself. Okay? Take the time to educate yourself. Do a little bit at a time, and just some buzzwords, you'll start to get it, and then it'll make sense. Now let's talk about free radicals. Free radicals are formed in the body, and they, too, will kill you. They're very active, and they actually act like metabolic Velcro to the body. They stick to everything, all right? And every place that they stick to, they cause tissue damage and destruction. Okay? That makes sense? Here we go. When you have tissue damage and destruction, you have a loss of tissue, obviously, all right? And then, as a result of the tissue loss, we're now setting up the body for things that that happen to the body as a result of that tissue damage, and it's things like cancer, you have cell injuries, you have cell death, you have problems in your arteries, you get atherosclerosis, you have an inflammatory response, Parkinson's, emphysema, cataracts, macular degeneration. Free radicals pile up in the brain, and depending on where that damage is, will determine how quickly or how slowly we will die. This isn't complicated, is it? No, of course not. But while the MDs have been driving the bus, we've lost the war on cancer, we've lost the war on heart disease, and we've lost the war on diabetes. We have to eliminate free radicals, even if you have a perfect diet, you still have free radicals, and we need to have them neutralized. Hey, guess what, boys and girls? Believe it or not, this is all the time we have today. I appreciate you spending time with me, and I hope you learned a little bit something today about good foods, bad foods. Hey, let's do this again next week. And now you, go out and get healthy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Raw Truth. Please join Chef Sharon Fraser again next week at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Now, go and get healthy.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.